I'm John Ruffman in for Drex tonight, right here on KGO. I'll be back tomorrow night, sitting in for Drex as well. And it's true, there really is no place I would rather be than right here with you. We have another hour to go, and I wanted to raise this story because, well, as we were talking about crying in the last hour, this really bothered me. A San Mateo High School graduate who was set to pitch baseball in his second year in college was shot to death Saturday night right near Ghirardelli Square. He was playing Pokemon Go. His name, Calvin Riley, 20 years old, shot in the chest by an unknown assailant. And the Chronicle, in its story, points out that no suspect was identified or arrested, that Riley's cousin has set up a fundraising site to help pay for his funeral. Now, it's important to understand, said Gabriel Antonio Morales, who, by the way, you can find at GoFundMe.com. He said this: due to this cruel world we live in, a part of my family was taken from us. When we got a call at 4:30 a.m. saying he was gone, I thought I was having a bad dream. Can you imagine? You know, my kids go out at night. I've got a 23-year-old and an 18-year-old. And my 18-year-old might be playing Pokemon Go, and he might be somewhere where other kids are gathered. And can you imagine getting a phone call like that at 4:30 a.m.? I thought Sergeant Robert Jennings, an investigator with the U.S. Park Police, gave exactly the right response. He said, it makes no sense. 8080810. I don't know what it is you would want to say about this. I have no idea. But the Chronicle describes the day after. The area where Riley was killed was peaceful, crowded with tourists and locals swimming in the Aquatic Park Cove, lounging on the grass. Pockets of people were walking around the area playing Pokemon Go, just like Calvin Riley was the night before. One observer said, I guess it's just bad luck. 8080810. Oh, there was more. The observation, that's why you don't bring your new phone out places. Maybe he was killed for his phone. So I want to know your reaction. It is a random act of violence. But how many of us are made victim by random acts of violence? Do you think that we should respond in some way? The Chronicle points out there have been scores of snatch and run robberies around the Bay Area. My mother, my sister, and yours truly were in a car one day. We saw somebody's purse being snatched. We chased after him, by the way, and the police actually caught them. But the police then cautioned us, well, you know, you shouldn't have done that. But did you know a man with a knife slashed a player across the face in San Jose? And according to the Chronicle, the suspect apparently thought the gamer was recording him on his device. We don't know, of course, whether his playing Pokemon Go was a factor. But how horrific. One would think when a shooting like this would happen that life would stop for a moment. Let's go to Anthony calling from El Cerrito. Anthony, welcome to KGO.
Yeah, I was thinking about that young man. I'm 74, But the thing is, you know, it's I don't know if there could be anything done about things like that. I mean, like, you know, and you know, I mean, it's a real sad situation that a young man in his prime goes and gets shot at a park, walking in a park. I don't know what, you know, it's so, I mean, my heart, you know, I feel, excuse me, I'm crying.
Well, you should, I'm crying about it. You know, can you imagine?
He didn't live, you know, it's, I don't know, my heart, I'm sorry.
No, I'm glad you called, and I'm glad, Anthony, that people understand the emotional reaction. You aren't family, but you can identify with what happened. Imagine what the family is going through. And you know, oftentimes I have talked about the question of guns and gun violence, but it's also knives. And you sort of have the feeling that no matter what you do, this problem is going to persist. So I want to ask a question. Is there anything we can do? I mean, and really and truly, is there anything we can do to prevent these kinds of things from happening? Or do we just concede that it makes no sense and the next day we just move on? I guess we really don't have a choice, do we? Rama calling from Fairfax. Rama, welcome to KGO.
Thanks for taking my call, John. I hope my comments will be a little bit helpful because this is a pretty, that's really a horrible thing for just somebody. Our whole society is kind of cuckoo, you know, just like Helen Caldicott was talking about how the whole planet could blow up in a second, you know, being right with nuclear weapons. You were talking about a world where people are, there's a lot of human suffering, there's a lot of unhappy people on the planet. And so the question to me is how can we become a happier people? Maybe try and treat each other more humanly? I don't know. It's, you know, it takes a
That's lot of- the key, to treat people more gently. I think you've nailed it, Rama. Thank you for your call. Absolutely. But I want to give you another situation based on what Rama said, which I also find incomprehensible. You've all been, I hope, or know what a quinceanera is. When a young woman reaches her 15th birthday in the Mexican-American or Latina community, they have a celebration, a wonderful celebration. So I'm reading this story, and I again, something I don't understand. If I see gummy bears, what do I normally do? I eat them. Don't you? And if you're at a party at the women's building here in San Francisco and you see gummy bears, well, partygoers ingested the candy Saturday night, and it turned out the candy was laced with THC, the psychoactive ingredient in marijuana. 19 people fell ill. Heart palpitations, high blood pressure, dizziness, nausea. 19 people were taken to the hospital, 13 of them 18 years old or younger. The youngest victim, 6 years old. 8080810. The senseless killing of a young man. This wasn't killing, but this was unbelievable. I want to know what you think about that. Why do you think people do this? 8080810 is the number right here on KGO. I'm John Rothman in for Drex, and it is 9:15, and, well, time for a traffic update. Take it away.
KGO 810 traffic.